Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon bringing you the USDA report for this week. We hope that you have all made it through the cold weather cycles that we have had and are counting the days now until spring. As a reminder to our producer and customers, from time to time this winter weather does cause interruptions to normal business hours here at the USDA Service Center. That although we are here to timely assist you with your farm program business, sometimes it is necessary to alter the hours of operation or even be closed for everyone's safety. So if you are planning a visit to your FSA office and the weather is questionable outside, please always give us a call to ensure that we are here. Generally, there would be three different possibilities the service center might not be open. That could be a delayed opening in the morning, or early dismissal in the afternoon, or an all-day office closure, depending on the timing and severity of the weather. Our phone number here in Audubon, 712-563-4261, extension 2. So a simple phone call will ensure that we are available. Well, today I'll start my updates around the market assistance and farm storage facility loans available here at the FSA. Market assistance loans, or MALs, is the ceiling of grain, such as corn, soybeans, and small grains, as a 9-month loan while retaining ownership. The MALs dispersed in January would carry an October 31st of 2018 maturity date. These loans can be repaid at any time prior to the expiration of the loan at your option. The ceiling rate here in Audubon County is $1.84 for corn and $4.94 for soybeans, and the current interest rate is 2.625%. On a side note, for all producers who have stored grain on the farm, bins are ideally designed to hold a level volume of grain. So when bins are overfilled, as many were during harvest this past year, airflow can be hindered and the chance of spoilage increases. So it is always a good practice to check your bins for the condition of the grain on a regular basis. The Farm Storage Facility Loan Program here at FSA provides low-interest financing to producers to build or upgrade storage facilities and to purchase portable, new or used structures, structures, equipment, and storage and handling trucks. The low-interest funds can be used to build or upgrade permanent facilities to store their commodities, and qualified facilities include grain bins, hay barns, and cold storage facilities for all eligible commodities. Loans up to $50,000 can be secured by a promissory note security agreement. Loans between $50,000 and $100,000 may require additional security, and loans exceeding $100,000 will require additional security in the form of real estate. Producers do not need to demonstrate the lack of commercial credit availability to apply. The loans are designed to assist a diverse range of farming operations, including small and mid-sized businesses, new farmers, operations supplying local food and farmers markets, non-traditional farm products, and underserved farmers. To learn more about FSA Farm Storage Facility Loans, visit our website at www.fsa.usda.gov/price support, or just contact your local FSA county office. Producers may now sign up for the 2018 Agriculture Risk, or ARC, and the Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, programs. In order to complete this enrollment process, you should visit your local FSA office. This enrollment period will continue through August 1st of 2018. Since shares and ownerships of a farm can change year to year, producers on the farms must enroll annually by signing a contract each program year. If a farm is not enrolled during 2018 enrollment period, the producers on that farm will not be eligible for any financial assistance from the ARC or PLC programs should prices or farm revenues fall below the historical price or revenue benchmarks. The enrollment is quick and easy and will not take very long to complete in most cases. So you can just give your FSA office a call when you're coming to town and ask them to have your enrollments ready, and it will just be a simple process. As always, this reminder is out here at all times. All producers should include your FSA office with any farm record changes that may affect you, such as a change of address, bank account, email addresses, phone numbers, farm ownership, or farm lease changes. Keeping FSA updated with this information is extremely important if you receive payments from our office. Failure to inform FSA timely of banking changes happens frequently and only delays the time it takes for the money to be deposited into your account. So if in doubt, please check with your FSA office. In closing, for more information and clarification on any of the topics discussed in today's programs or any of FSA's programs, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Again, here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2, or you can stop in to see us at 900 4th Avenue, Suite 3, which is located one block east of the National Guard Armory here in Audubon. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates and reminders from the Audubon County Farm Service Agency. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.